Okay, we go five short ideas. Four. Parshas Miketz, Chanukah, Tavshin, Pedalet, Alerni, Shabi, Linishmas, Esther Tehila, Basar, Vigil, Pinchas of Shmuel, Tzaliyah, Ben Rif, Pinchas Aaron, Rufur Shlema, Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah, Ben Rivka, and of course, for the Chayelim, Chayelot, Neshuim, for Besorus, Tobos, Mamash, Meretz Yisrael, Chanukah is Mamash here. We have two more days. Like the Svarim say, to extend it into Shabbos, obviously, as well. If it falls out Erev Shabbos, then we have the Koyach of Shabbos as well. The first Torah comes to us from the Das Moshe. The Das Moshe was the Chizkiah Rebbe's son. He was the second Chizkiah Rebbe, I believe. So he quotes in the opening pasuk to our parsha, "Vehi miketz shnasayim yamim rabim." And it was during those days. And he says a very, very nice idea from the Zohar. Do you know what the Zohar tells us? Ein vayi el loshen tsar. Every time it says vayihi, it's going to be loshen tsar. So what's the tsar here? So he brings a beautiful remnant from the Maigus Mordechai, from the Haggus Mordechai, in Shabbos Perek Beis, in the Shilta Gibbon, it's brought over there. He says, if you look at the word Miketz Shnasayim Yomim, Shnasayim stands for five words: Shin, Smol, Ner, Talik, Yamin, Mezuzah. What's it referring to? It's referring to that at the end of the day, there's a very strong connection between Shnasayim and between Parshas Miketz, which usually 95% of the times it falls out Shabbos Chanukah. I think Rabbi Simon said the next time it falls out Chida Yeshiv, it's only Shabbos Chanukah, it's 2040. Ochen Yerushalayim. So he says, Shnasayim stands for, the Gemara tells us, Smol, Ner, Tadlik, Yamin, Mezuzah. The menorah should be on the left, and the mezuzah should be on the right. And we know the Shiltos adds in the Baal Bais with the Sittis in the middle. So it says the Das Moshe, we say it beautifully. At the end of the day, we see a very strong connection here to Chanukah. But what's the connection? He says, Chazal, Dafka put in Chanukah and Purim. Because they knew at the end of time, things would be hard. Things would be tremendously difficult to be able to see the Geula. Maybe we didn't take upon ourselves, the Yom Norm didn't go well. So Dafka, we have Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim to lift us up. To lift us up, even if we lost the Or from Rosh Hashanah. But especially this year, we need Chanukah more than ever. Through Chanukah Purim, we're able to
stand up strong. Shnasayim stands for small near talik yamin mezuzah. Shu mitzas Chanukah halakas near Chanukah. The idea halakas near Chanukah nimtakim kol adinim nasi mehem yomim ubechinas rachamim. Upar cholim chparo loshen izgalus cholim osias chamal sheizgal harchmanas haYisrael. So he darshes the rest of the pasuk beautifully. He says Shnasayim with our remez of small ner talik yamin mezuzah, and through that we have yamim. Anytime right, Laila refers to darkness, refers to din, but yamim is rachamim. And when we're zochet to be able to light the candles of Chanukah, which means to light our neshamas on fire, to light our wake on fire, then we're zochet to uparo cholim paro lashon eskaz and cholim lashon chamal, the same also as of chamal. Rosh Hashem should have rachmanis on all clients, so especially the Seer Tavshin Pei Dalet. What a beautiful Torah from the Das Moshe, which is worked off of the Haggos Mordechai, and gives his own beautiful drasha, connecting it to Chanukah. But the Rabbeinu Shem's whole transition, the transition of Din, and changing into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that's the whole Indian Chanukah, is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanas to be Shefa on Klai Yisrael, Adina Ratu. Adina Ratu comes to us from the Rachma Shifka Rebbe himself, according to Sarma Kedoshim. So now Yosef comes out of jail, and then Yosef interprets all the things to Paro. But Rashi makes a very interesting diuk in Perek Mem Av Chav Ches. It says, Asher Elokim Ose Hera as Paro. And then Chav Hey, it says, Es Asher Elokim Ose Higid LeParo. Why in Chav Hey does it say Higid LeParo? In Chav Ches it says Hera, that it was told to Paro in Chav Hey. In Chav Ches it was shown to Paro. Says the Rachmash of Reb Kol Nisar Megadoshim, Da'achar, Shechadosh Baruch Omer Dibur Shuv, Iyiv Shal Shanos. So once Shechadosh Baruch says something, it's impossible to change it. Elachin, B'Shanos HaSaveya, Ne'amar Nisar Shal Kadosh, Ose Higid LaParo. It says Higid, because at the end of the day, it was impossible. Impossible. That was in the days of, when the years would be satiated, there'll be a lot of food. Alkin Lohai Shach Shuv L'Shanos HaLato. You don't have to change anything, because everything was good then. Aval B'Shanos HaRav, it says, right, in the Chav Chesed, that's in the times. Right, first we talked about the years of plenty, and then I talked about the years of hunger. The years of hunger is Hera. What's Hera? Shalohai b'chin is Dibor. What Dafka wasn't Dibor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the ability to change the Gzera, that we could change the Gzera through our Torah, through our Tefillah. We could change the Gzera. And this is what the Sarmah Kedoshim tells us. Why Dafka, within the years of plenty, it said the word Higid L'Paro, and Hera in the years of hunger? Because Higid, we didn't have to change anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, But what we're able to hear in the times of Rav, when we need it the most, we need the Yeshua the most, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it into our hands. This is Torah, this is Tefillah, this is Ramunah. Right, the Baal Shem Tov tells us, Da mal mal mimcha, we have to know what's above us, the Mishnah Pekirev us Perek Beis, a watchful eye, listening ear, and everything is written in our, everything's written down. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Da mal mal mimcha, know what's above comes from you. Your Torah, and your Tefillah, and your Tehillim, and your Chesed. Don't think that every soldier is just being protected stam, or every Israel is being protected stam. No, believe in your Torah, believe in your Tefillah, believe in your Chesed, believe in the Zois Chanukah, believe in Chanukah, believe in Zois Chanukah, believe in continuing Chanukah, believing in the Rav Shor says that Tevis is Gematria bias. Why? Because we want the trickle, and that's where Chanukah falls out into 2 months. No, the Yontav has 2 months, because we want the light to be able to trick into the darkest minutes and the darkest times of the year, where the day is the shortest, and yet we trickle Chanukah in into the year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, don't stop davening, don't stop learning, don't stop doing chesed, don't stop, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to change the reality. He wants us to be able to change. If there's any din, any gzar din, we have the ability and we have the responsibility to be able to do that through our Torah, through our Tefillah, through our chesed, din number three. Din number three comes to us from Rav Soloveitchik, Mem Aleph, Lamed Tes. First pasuk in Shlishi, Yomar Parah Yosef Acher Hodi Elokim Oschas Kozos Ein Nevam Mechacham Kamocha. Parah basically says, since Hashem has let you know all this, there's no one as understanding as wise as you. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's the difference between Chacham and Navon? A Chacham is one who is somehow guided by a mysterious light. To run the Egyptian Empire, to run Mitzrayim, Yosef had to have great imagination. Chachma, however, is not enough. The Navon translates the imagination into fact. Right? Navon is Loshem Bina. Yemei Bina. Meishmona. The Greeks, the Yavanim held, right? For sure, talks about all this from the Kodeshim, talk about this. Yavanim had Chachma. Yesh Chachma Bagoyim. But there's no Bina. There's a lot of wisdom there. But to be able to translate imagination into fact, says Rav Soloveitchik, that's what a Navon is. That's what Bina is. That's what Yemei Bina. That's what Chanukah is all about. Paro recognized that Yosef possessed both qualities. He was both a Chacham and a Navon. A man with great imagination, but also someone who could implement his plans. Who could be able to bring his Chachma into Maisa. The Greeks, the Ivanim, the Aristotles, they all believed in great wisdom. But to change into my actions? No way. No way, it doesn't matter. Philosophy is philosophy. No. We hold in Chanukah and in Torah is the Lashon Hora. It's supposed to teach us and show us, to inform us, to inspire us, to be able to connect us. I saw from the Olam Amidos, is a beautiful thing. He said, when you see someone in Tsar, it's not just good enough to feel bad. You have to do something. Do something. Yosef was a doer. Our job is to be a doer. We can't just sit back and see what's going on in it. People are collecting, so I don't have to do anything. No. We have feelings. We have to translate those feelings into actions. Like my friend, Rabbi Kiva Corey Fuchs, we're collecting thousands and thousands of dollars for soldiers. No one asked him to. He's a doer. Corey Fuchs is a doer. Someone who just went above and beyond. It's a holy Jew from Teaneck. He understands that soldiers need boots and binoculars and all these incredible other things. And he's a doer. You know, there are people in class who are just doers. They don't ask. They just do. That's what Yosef was. He wasn't just a chacham. He was a navon. He had the idea and be able to put it into practice. What an incredible word from Rav Soloveitchik, which connects beautifully to Chanukah and to special we're going through now. Idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi, Bemem Beis Zayin. So the brothers come down, and the pasuk says, "Vayaka Yosef, v'hem esachav, v'hem lo ikiru." He Yosef recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. Rashi says because Yosef left without a beard, they had a beard. Very good. There's a different idea the Kedushas Levi says, which I think is very appropriate for these days of Chanukah, and especially for the war. Says Kedushas Levi, "Damash esnaka elam hayel tovasam." It was actually a good thing that he recognized them. Kidei shelo letzar osam shergisha atam minutzachim. Kidei shelo yadu shezay Yosef lo hayel amirkish tzar sheim minutzachim. Vator kusas zos lo ditzik kusas haYosef. You don't know why the Torah tells us? No extra letter in the Torah says Kedushas Levi. Why does the Torah have to tell us that he recognized them? They didn't recognize him. To teach us Yosef's godless. Yosef was right. His dreams actually came to fruition. And yet, Yosef didn't say a word. And that's why, that's exactly why Yosef, for all those years, says the Kedushas Levi, he didn't bring word back to Yaakov or to his brothers, because he didn't want to cause shame. Hakol Kedush Yisvad Le'echav HaYigram Lahem Agamas Nefesh. Ever wonder why Yosef didn't say a word back to Yaakov that he was alive? He didn't want to bring Agamas Nefesh to his brothers, to say that he was the one who was right, after all his dreams. After all his dreams, Rabbi Goldberg wrote such an incredible article. Hamas didn't know what they were getting into. Neither did we. And Rabbi Goldberg's whole article, you can look it up on RabbiEfraimOber.com, you could see that the achdus that penetrated within Klal Yisrael, they didn't realize that what Rav Kook was talking about already in the First World War. And Nishmas Yisrael is so connected that they touched a nerve. The Nishmas Yisrael, left, right, left, right, left, Democrat, Republican, it does not matter. When you touch that nerve, you connect, you touch that neshama of Klal Yisrael, you brought us, they brought us mamish together. We get that from our avos. Yosef HaTzadik was considered one of the avos. We come from, everyone has Yosef HaTzadik in their blood. Be able to realize, where in my life can I be a little bit more kind, a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more thoughtful? That's what Yosef HaTzadik's entire, the Torah tells us, he didn't say a word, and he didn't tell a word, send a word back to Yaakov, because he wanted to make sure not to bring his brothers any shame or embarrassment. And he was the one, right, was right, and they weren't. Beautiful idea from the Kiddush HaSlev, Rabbi Goldberg, but Achtos and Midos, idea number 5. The idea number 5 is a very interesting, very drush. The Sar Shalom of Belz, the Belz, the Rebbe tells us, in the Pasuk, Vayu HaNoshim Ki Huvu Beis Yosef, they were those brothers were brought to the house of Yosef. Mem gimel yud ches. Right, the Shvatim came very frightened. Rashi brings down from Unkelus Vayiru Haneshim Tatzko with double yud because they were brought there. They were fearful. Says the Shalbaz, you know how to acquire Yir Shemayim. It says red over here. Delimud Tor Beis Yosef Mesugli Yir Shemayim. You learn it from right here. You don't know how to grow in your fear of heaven. You recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Learn halacha. The Lima Torah, what does it say by here? The Yiru HaNashim Ki Huvu Beis Yosef. They feared, they grew in their fear because they learned they were brought to the house of Yosef. But he says, Tal Darach Remesh, Shemes Oyer Ma'adam Yisa Yiru, I did Limudu Beis Yosef. Hayanog Bebelze Shayush Ma'ilodim Torah Beis Yosef, and this is actually the minhag up until today, to before Shachris and the Belze Beis Midrash. They learn Torah Beis Yosef, that are Yir Shemayim before Tefillah. In order that they say, for the Rebbe quotes from Rabbi Isaac of Zeretshov, the Rach Shemesh of Rebbe writes from the Zeretshov, so it's an Alinu, Shama to call Yir Shemayim Shalom, Lachach Nilumet Tor Beis Yosef. That his entire Yir Shemayim came from learning Halacha, specifically Tor Beis Yosef. Rabbi Nachman talks all about this, the whole Indian about learning Halacha. He's about to learn, when you learn Halacha, you see what's kosher, what's puzzle, and you see what's kosher and puzzle, what's mutter, what's usher within yourself. That's really when a person learns halacha. Yes, we have to know what to do, but apipnimis halacha is really supposed to decipher the yitzatov, the yitzar within ourselves. And that's what brings to Yir Shemayim. What a beautiful vort from a pasuk in Parshas Mikitz that tells us to be able to learn Beis Yosef, to learn halacha. And when we learn halacha, it should make to be able, for us to be able to differentiate what's right, what's wrong within ourselves, not just the things that we do, but also within ourselves. What an incredible drush from the Sar Shalom of Belz. And from Rav Yisrael Isaac Zedeshover and Rav Dan Rabbi Nachman on explaining why we do that. Yeah, 5. Start off from the Das Moshe. Das Moshe told us when it comes Vahimi Kitchen Asayim Yamim Shasayim Dachemes small near Talik Yamin Mezuzah the Balabais. He's supposed to light the menorah on the left Yamin the Mezuzah on the right. Shnasayim is small near Talik Yamin Mezuzah. So that's the goes more Mechai. Beautiful. And brought down by in the Shulta Gimel Masechta Shabbos. But what's the shot for us? Even when things look dark and even when things look bad, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a way to stand up strong. And we're shnasayim through the holding on to Chanukah and Purim, we're bezocha to the yomim bechinas yom rachamim and parachul and parim and skalas and cholim is of chamal bezocha to Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, bezocha to Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy to his shefa. As the Shem Yisparach this year more than ever, a beautiful idea from the Das Moshe and the Bach Mishra of Rebbe's explanation from explaining that Das Moshe from the Kujits. Second idea of the Bach Mishra of Rebbe himself, as Hashem Lekim Asher Higil Paro in Pasuk Chavhei, in Chavches, and then it says right by the plentiful ones it says Higid, and then by the hunger ones it says the word Hira. Why? Because when it comes to Savah, we didn't need to change anything. Higid. It says what it is, and we can't change it. The Hera, Chesh Baruch is just showed us, but we can change it. It says about Shem Tov HaKadosh, Da'am Alam Mimcha, what goes above comes from you, Mimcha. What happens up in the world, through your Torah, and through your Tefillah, and your Chesed, and every good deed you do, Mimcha comes above. Da'am Alam Mimcha, Pashup Shab means we can all the way, it's above you. No. But it says, Al-Pi Pnimis, it says about Shem Tov, Da'am Alam Mimcha, what goes above in Shemaim, Mincha comes from you, from your Torah, from your Tefillah, from your Chesed. Salvechik, in Avon v'Chacha Kamoicha says Rav Salvechik that Chachma refers to the imagination, the information, but the Bina, the Navon is turning into imagination into fact. Chachma, a lot of people are Chachma. The Yavanim had a lot of people that were very wise. They had to put into action. Nah, No, Yosef was able to summon him to put it into action. My friend Rabbi Kiva Fuchs, Corey Fuchs, Tinek, what he's doing for soldiers in Eretz Yisrael. This is all the Mamidus saying, when you see a Jew in pain, you know, it's not just good enough to be able to do, you have to act. Like, look at Shai Groucher, every other day there's another thing that he's doing for every single person he can meet, what he could bring. He brought a kid to an England soccer game. Just mamish, unbelievable. He's a doer. He's mamish a doer. The kiddush is levi, mem bei zayin, adin amar fova, yaka, Yosef, esachav, hem lo, yikiru. What does it mean that Yosef recognized him? They didn't recognize him. Because Rashi says, because he didn't have a beer when they left, they did. Very good. But what's the pipinimus? The kiddush is levi says, Yosef didn't want to embarrass his brothers. He didn't want to embarrass them because after the dreams, his dreams, he was right. He didn't want to embarrass them. And that's why he never said word back to Yosef, back to Yaakov, that he was that he was still alive. And that's why we go back to Hamas didn't realize that they opened up Nishmas Yisrael. Chai Yisrael now is now together more than ever. We can't let it trickle in and say, oh, this reform, that reform, we should. No, we have to hold on to the Achdus, hold on to the Midas, hold on to the sensitivity, hold on to the kindness, hold on to what makes us stronger than ever. That's what the whole Indian of Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Gorbach's article, check it out on RabbiEfrikLomad.com. Finally, the final idea of Ayur Anoshim Kehuva Beis Yosef, the Shvatim were very scared, very frightened. They were brought to the house of Yosef. It came just to be able to buy food, and they were being brought to the house of Yosef. It says the Shah Sarim Bells, learning Torah Beis Yosef. And this is what the Dominican nowadays, the building bells, they learn halacha, they learn Torah Beis Yosef before davening. And the Rebbe of Zirichev said that Erol Zishman came from learning Torah Beis Yosef. Rabbi Nachman tells us, when you know halacha, it's not just learning the information of halacha, you're supposed to be able to decipher within yourself what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's wrong, how can I be a better Jew? Yes, to know the information, but the information to translate into the way we act, Yotah Yotah Tov and Yotah Hara as well, to separate the Eitz HaDaat Torah within ourselves. Shbizoch Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to hold on to the Ner of Chanukah, to hold on to the Or of Chanukah, to realize that at the end of the day, to hold on tight, and the Shefa of Rachamim should be from a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be strong, to be able for us to be able to realize through our Torah and our Tefillah and our Ches, we could change everything, you could change anything and everything, that when we have feelings, we have to put into actions, to spread the kindness and love and sensitivity, and be able to make sure to learn halacha, not just for know what to do, but know how to do it, and it should affect us to be kinder, healthier, and holier Jews, as Hashem, Soyuz, Tovas, Mamish, and Gemara Chesimah Tovah Chabbos.